tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
welcome, Hope Show listeners. I'm so happy you decided to join in on here on the Hope Show, the hour. I hope each of you had a blessed week. It's been a while since I've had the great opportunity to be with all of you. I've had some personal things to take care of, but my husband has done an amazing job of delivering the messages in my absence. And so today's message is about, are you assisting or resisting the devil? Because it makes all the world of difference in our lives what we decide to do. Sometimes we may not even be aware that we are assisting the devil. But that is what we're going to be discussing today. And so let us bow our heads in an opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up today and bringing each of us to this place. Thank you for your word. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all your blessings, for all the times that you save us from ourselves and from the enemy. You are our shield, and we take refuge in you. Even though the enemy comes like a thief in the night, you are always there for each of your children. You have the final say what happens in our lives. We know the battle is not ours. So help us to walk in victory, knowing that with you by our side, we can get through anything that the devil puts in our path. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel, and may the words I speak be the words that you would have me to say. And in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for joining me in that opening prayer, friends. So let's get started with today's message. Are you assisting or resisting the devil? That's a good question. Sometimes we don't like to talk about hell and the devil. Those aren't very pleasant things to talk about, but they are very real, and we need to be talking about these things, especially in these times of great unrest in the world. Even though we may not like to think about it, neither do we want to find ourselves or our loved ones in eternal hell, so we need to be listening. The devil is always interested in you, so we need to be interested in finding out how to resist him in our lives. The devil has many conniving ways, many strategies to keep us confused, tempted, rushed, angry, lacking forgiveness, bitterness, and so much more. But you know, the bottom line is this. Everything the devil does is meant to draw us away from the Lord. A life without God ends in the death of our soul for eternity. And this is not to be taken lightly, friends. But it is never too late, while we are still on this earth, to have a personal relationship with God and get things right with Him. The devil is the author of all of our problems. How many of you already knew this? Everything positive in our lives is from God. And everything that's negative is not of God. You know, he works through other people to get to us too. Let's say maybe you were abused as a child. The devil can say, make your mother too afraid to help you. The devil can make people do bad things. But that is not of God. And as I just said, most everything that is negative in our lives comes from the devil. Everything positive in our lives is from God. Let's take a look at our lives right now. What's going on? What are you thinking? What are you doing? What are you dealing with right now in your life? when you have a personal relationship with God, He is your compass in life. And just as a pilot of an airplane knows the instruments like the back of his hand on how to fly a plane, God shall also guide you in the path that you should go if you have the right relationship with Him and if you are truly listening and abiding in His Word. For every trial or tribulation, God knows our limitations, and He will only allow us to be tested so far, and then He will always provide the escape. In Ephesians 6:12, the Bible warns us, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." The Bible also warns us in 1 Peter 5:8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." Friends, that is some serious business. We all seem to think sometimes that people are our problems, and that they can be, but the real source isn't the people we work with, our loved ones, etc. The devil is merely using them as a tool to get to us. So when we only deal with the people and not the true source of our problem, then the devil wins. He loves it when he causes strife between your coworkers, your friends, your family, and so on and so forth. The devil is the master of chaos and confusion, while God is all about love and joy and forgiveness, grace and mercy. If you stop and think about your life right now, which is the dominant factor in your life? Does chaos and confusion sum up your life right now? Or does love, peace, joy, forgiveness, grace, and mercy sum up your life right now? Use what is going on in your life right now as your compass. If chaos and confusion sum up your life today, then the devil is working in a mighty way in your life, and you are falling right into his trap, right into all of his lies and deception. Friends, we all have seasons in our life when something or everything seems to be falling apart in our lives. Whether we like it or not, we all need times when things get a little stirred up in our lives. We can't get too complacent. We have to remain on guard, lest we be taken surprise by the devil. The devil cannot enter into our lives unless we open a door and invite him in. Becoming too complacent, comfortable, when everything is going well in our lives, leaves the door wide open to our mind, and the devil will take that as an open invitation to come on in and wreak havoc on our lives. When we notice what is happening, we need to be quick to do the same thing Jesus did when he was tempted by Satan in the wilderness. In Matthew 4:1-11, "And tell the devil, 'Away from me, Satan. Get behind me. It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" If we are passionate about the Word of God, we need to be telling the devil, "I rebuke you. You are a liar. I don't serve you. I serve the Lord. Get behind me." And when we say these things, he must flee from us. Many times I have said these words, Get behind me, Satan. I do not serve you. I serve the Lord. Get away from me. You are not welcome here. And friends, within a few minutes of speaking these words, I start to feel the enemy backing off. And if we are passive in our life, it won't stop the devil from aggressing in our lives. The devil is our enemy. It does not make him happy when we are attempting to serve God. Anytime a new chapter in our lives is about to happen, anytime that God is about to launch us into a new level, the devil will be there with another storm to try to keep you from reaching what God has intended for you as a new promotion in your life. The devil doesn't want us to reach new levels for God, because the closer we get to God, the more the enemy loses the battle. There are new, different storms that come up anytime God is about to promote us. We must remain on guard, vigilant of the enemy's trickery and lies, lest we fall for them, making things harder for ourselves. It's hard to be successful at anything, friends, if you haven't learned how to deal with the enemy properly. He doesn't want us to experience success in our life. His job is to make things as chaotic, turbulent, and confused as possible to throw us off God's righteous path. While we are so distracted, we cannot concentrate on what God is trying to tell us. But as you grow in your Christian walk with God, you will become more aware of when the enemy is trying to attack you. And if you know how to deal with the devil properly through God's word, then you won't be as apt to fall for the enemies of the lie, the enemy's lies, and wander off God's precious and righteous path. You will be in a better position to fight back and the enemy's attacks. You will know what God's word says, and you will be able to use that against the devil. Sometimes we can claim to be Christians and still not know what the devil looks like. Some of us may have a distorted view of what the devil looks like. Maybe we have watched too many movies depicting him as this character dressed in red with horns and a tail, much like a Halloween costume. It's very easy, if you are not well informed about the devil, to be defeated. We can attempt to resist the devil, but if we don't really know what we are up against, then we will fail and end up assisting the devil instead. And the devil really likes this, friends. He has a good old laugh at our feeble attempts. Friends, you are quite literally in a fight for your life. We must understand that each of us were created with a specific purpose for our lives. We were created by a limitless creator, and therefore our potential is limitless. We have no limits except those that we place upon ourselves, those lies that we believe from the devil, that make us question whether we are capable of this or that. But you know what? Even if you think you don't have what it takes to do something, if God calls you to do something, He will equip you. He will qualify you to fulfill His purpose for your life. We must believe what God says and remain faithful to His commands. Because we were each created for a purpose. We have an enemy who wants to constantly distract, discourage, and destroy our lives. The last thing that we want is for the devil to get his way and steal what is rightfully ours. And friends, we do have a choice. Either resist or assist. What's it going to be, my friends? We assist the devil when we allow toxic attitudes, behaviors, and fears to consume us. We assist the devil when we watch certain movies, listen to certain music, read certain magazines, hang out with non-believers for too long. When we don't stand up for God's word when others around us are acting like the fool, or making a mockery of God, or taking His name in vain. If we give the devil an inch, my friends, he will take a mile. Ephesians 4:27 says, "Do not give the devil a foothold." Too many people are causing their own problems by allowing negative thoughts and actions to seep in through the cracks of their own life. The problem isn't that we have struggles, trials, and tribulations. The problem is that we are letting these things consume us and control us instead of placing them in God's hands. We have to learn to let it go. Let it go, my friends. In 1 Peter 5:7, the Bible tells us to cast our cares upon Him, for He cares for you. In Psalm 55:22, the Bible says, "Turn your burdens over to the Lord, and He will take care of you. He will never let the righteous person stumble." And in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken to you, that in Me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." In James 4:10, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up." Trouble comes to us all because we live in this fallen, sinful world. Jesus said that there would be tribulation. Not one of us is exempt from these seasons in our life. Sometimes we dwell on what is happening to us too much, asking why, why, why. Sometimes it is just too much thought, too much thinking, too much dwelling. But we always, always, always need to have faith. Trust in God and give it all to Him. He will bring us through whatever we're going through if we will just stay faithful and believe that He will do so. Cast our cares, friends. Put all our trust in God without limitations to protect us and to bring us through what is going on in our lives. How many times has some huge trouble came our way and we trusted in God, and now we've gone through it, survived it, and it has made us a stronger person, a stronger believer because of it. Friends, I can attest to this happening many times over for me in my life. I look back on the mess my life was when I was younger, and I look at where I am today, And all I have to say, my friends, is that was God. That was God by my side every day. Every day. And some days I know that God carried me because I was too weak to go it on my own. Or perhaps I was in too much danger and he carried me through. I survived only because of God's goodness, his grace, his love, and his mercy. Because I didn't deserve it, and I still don't. But God loves you and you and you. God loves my husband, my family, your family, me. God loves his children. He brought me through it all and made me a better person. And so with that thought, I'm going to go ahead and take this time to go to a short break. And I hope that you will all stay tuned in for the second half of today's message.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet.
Celebrating
God. Send your angels raining down. Here on the battleground.
For your glory.
For your glory.
We're taking
territory. Fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before.
We're waging war.
I'm tired of principalities messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me. Be my
I trust in your name, Jesus. Able to save and deliver us. We put our hope in your name, Jesus. Say blessing.
Blessing and honor, glory and power unto our God forever and ever. All of the honor, all of the praise is yours. Yours forever. Hallelujah.
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. Thank you for joining me here on the Hope Show app. And it's been a great hour. Not quite an hour yet, but it's been a good message, and it's been nice to be here with all of you. I'm so happy that we've had this opportunity to join here today as we study God's Word and worship and fellowship together. If you're just tuning in, today's message is, are you assisting or resisting the devil? And that's a very good question. It's something worth thinking about for sure. You may not think that you are assisting the devil. After all, who on earth would purposefully do that? That would be extremely foolish. But have you given any thought to what you allow into your mind? Your thoughts, your actions, what you are watching on TV and on the internet, what you are reading, participating in, the crowd that you hang out with? If it is not God approved, then you are opening the door to the devil. In Ephesians 4:27, the Bible warns us about giving the devil a foothold into our lives. In fact, in Ephesians 4:17-25, and then again 29-32, actually the whole chapter 4:17-32 gives us the instruction for Christian living, but I'm going to skip over part of it, and I'm going to be reading 17-25 and then 29-32. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitudes of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, for whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. No good, folks, can come from getting close to evil. It's like playing with fire. It's too easy to get burnt. Friends, the enemy can use any one of us as a tool to create trouble and chaos for someone else. And as I said earlier, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. We may think people are our problem, but they are not. The devil is the root source of the problem. And as we grow closer to God and we get to know His Word, the more knowledge we have, the more discernment we have, the more we are guided by the Holy Spirit, the more we will be aware of the fact that even though people can get on our nerves and some ugly thoughts might come to our mind sometimes, it is not those people that we are fighting against. It is the devil working through them to push our buttons. So when you know the root source, you can work on dealing with what is really going on and realize that that person isn't really the problem. They are merely a tool being used for the devil to get it to us, to make us slip up and say or do something that we shouldn't, causing us to stumble and sin. Learn how to resist the devil by starving your negative thoughts. Let them roll out of your mind as quickly as they rolled in. Don't give them time to take root. Quote scripture to the devil. Tell him to get behind you, that you don't serve him, that you serve the Lord. And friends, if you're driving down the road, or if you're in an office where you have your very own office and you're allowed to play music, friends, turn on K-Love or some Christian music station. Because I can't tell you the number of times that something will come into my head and I'll say, nope, devil, you're not doing this to me. I shouldn't be thinking that way. And I'll turn on the radio and I'll start listening to K-Love. And I'll get my mind on what the song is saying. I'll get my mind on what God is saying to me through the words of that song. And before you know it, whatever thought came to mind is gone. And I encourage each of you to do that same thing, because that will send the devil packing, at least for a while. Resisting the devil is about ignoring his tactics. The devil can't have a place in your mind if you don't engage with him. He feeds off of our fears, guilt, shame, insecurities, weaknesses. Friends, don't play his game. The devil is the author of all evil in this world. So we must realize that he is behind all opposition that comes into our life. The Bible says, "For I say unto you that whatsoever is good cometh from God, and whatsoever is evil cometh from the devil." Some may try to tell you that if you come to a fork in the road, take it. But life doesn't work that way, friends. Not for a believer in Christ. For he said, "No man can serve two masters, for either they will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other." Many of us today are trying to serve two masters, but we can't. When the fork in the road comes up ahead of you, always, always, always choose the narrow and righteous path, because it leads to eternal life in heaven. But the broad road leads to death, destruction, and eternal life in hell. Friends, it is our choice. God gave us free will. But I would sincerely hope and pray that you would make the right choice and choose eternal life in heaven. The life of a believer is not an easy one all the time. But we were warned by Jesus in John 15:18-19. "But because you are not of this world, since I chose you out of this world, the world therefore hates you." He also said that we would have tribulation. Jesus knew trouble would be a part of the believer's experience from beginning to end. And isn't it so true, friends? And on some days more than others. But the word of God goes forth, and does not return empty. Remember, as a believer, your battle is always spiritual. The Bible clearly tells us that Satan roams around seeking to devour and destroy us. And also, once that he has us, he can use us to devour and destroy someone else, or vice versa. Friends, study God's Word. Know the Scriptures like the back of your hand. Pray, pray, pray without ceasing. Suit up and wear that armor of God every day, starting when you wake up and get out of bed. In Ephesians, it says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the schemes of the devil. These pieces are the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, because you walk in peace. The shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, or the Word of God, and prayer completes the armor." Friends, understand that you are not your own. You were bought with a price. You belong to God. And so once again, my question is this. Are you resisting or assisting the devil? Take inventory of your life and stop feeding the beast. Resist the devil and he will flee from you, at least for a matter of time. This is a promise from God. And so friends, hang in there. You're going to be just fine. You are going to survive. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to an end of our time together, we thank you for all that has been accomplished here today. And may the matters that we have discussed served to launch us to move forward and cause us to advance and see growth in all areas of our life. Father, the Bible says that if we submit to you, the devil must flee. But sometimes it's hard to submit to you. And we realize that this leaves the door open for the enemy. When we are not submitting to you, Father, we are submitting to our own flesh, the world, the devil, his demons. We know it's your will to have us to resist temptation, and that by doing so, we can avoid giving into that temptation. And so today, we pray, protect us from the evil influences of today. Help us to understand that if anything that doesn't feel right might be a lie from the devil. So we are all praying, Father, please help us to resist the temptation so that we may not sin and that we can live a life that glorifies you. And in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Until next Saturday, same time, same place, may God richly bless you and yours. Take care, my friends. Trouble thrown me from
song that will never die. I know your love is the reason why. I'll sing the night into the morning. I'll sing the fear into your praise. I'll sing my song into your presence. Whenever I say lay, let the devil know not today. Tell me, did the enemy panic as you took off that cross?
is power.